Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brother and sister in Islam. Bismillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa man walah amma ba'd. Poor human being. Poor human being if we stuck about dunya. And rich human being. Happy human being. If he think about Allah and Akhirah. I was scanning my life and many scenes in my life. And one of the scenes, it happened to me. It was in late 80, close to late 80, upstate New York. I was active in one masjid, and this masjid has a lot of elite people because all of them work in IBM, big engineer, big money. And one day, this man joined our meeting, and it was a meeting about the activity in the masjid and upcoming activity. And after I talk, and I set the plan during this time, alhamdulillah, I was very active and very respected in the masjid. This man started complaining about me. What he did, he said, I don't like the way you talk. You do not have a long term. You do not have a planning for years. And all you talk about it, a few items, I want to see planning, 5-year planning, 10-year planning, 15-year planning. And he kept going and going and going. And believe it or not, he was the first time I saw him. I never saw him before. But I heard he's a big, big shot doctor, a lot of money. Allah bear witness to you. Allah bear witness to you and to me. What I am going to share with you is the truth. The following week, exactly, people come tell me, we have a janazah. Can you attend, please? Can you give the ghusl? Wallahi, I swear by Allah. I do not know the person, but something came in my heart. I do not want to do this ghusl. And I refuse. They tell me, can you help us and tell us who available? I said, I do not know. One day go by, 2 days go by, and I heard they delay the janaza for 1 week. And when I went to the janaza before the funeral, I was shocked. It was the first time in my life. He's supposed to be a Muslim. But what he did, he have a complete suit, as wears bow tie, complete makeup. Put him in a coffin, almost like going to get married. He's dead. But the makeup, complete makeup and everything. This is the same doctor he was talking to me about. You have to plan for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. Same one. Same one. And not only that, he has a very beautiful wife, very gorgeous wife, dressed unbelievable. And a lot of the people coming to the funeral is not Muslim. And not only that, they do not dress properly at all. And some of them kissing him, dead. You see, it was a mess. I said, Subhanallah. Subhanallah. And what I heard, the same weekend, He just finished a beautiful house for his wife. Beautiful house. I don't call it a house, call it a palace. He never went in. And may Allah forgive me. I'm talking to you on the recording. And I never forget the scene I saw. His wife dressed like she's going for a wedding. And she's so happy. How very happy. She get the house. She get the new car. Husband is gone. And may Allah forgive me. I heard she loving somebody else already. And this is why she was so happy. And something happened in this janazah. The majority of people gone. Just for the respect of the community, I went to some group to follow the janazah. And wonder what happened. By the time we went to the burial ground, a big fight. Why? Some member of the family, they said, no, this is our place. He has no place in here. And I remember the week before, it was a very poor man. Very poor man. And I remember his janazah was so beautiful. And people was not argue with each other, but they cannot wait to devote or give a land for his burial. The poorest man, he get the most beautiful janazah. And this rich man, I never see janazah like that. It was a mess. It was a drama. And not only that, by the time we are going to bury him, nobody was present. Nobody cared about giving dua. Everybody left already. It was a show. A show because his status in the community. Status in the medical field. Status in money. But all the people with status, they went. And it was cold, raining, and nobody even cared to follow the janazah. I said, poor human being. And the beautiful house, they said, he was planning it, he bought the land, I forget how many years ago, and developed it, and landscaping, and the engineering, and this and that, and he never spent even one night. The same week, the same weekend, he's supposed to go to move to the new house, he died. He died. And the wife went to his home she loved. And now he's going to meet his Lord with a suit, with a tie and a makeup. Meaning he's supposed to be a Muslim and he get a burial ground and a burial style of a non-Muslim. Allah knows who he is. I do not know nothing about him except I met him once in a masjid meeting and he gave me a lot of hard time and all about the future, future, future. We have to plan, we have to plan, we have to plan. 5-year plan, 10-year plan, 15-year plan. Subhanaka ya Rabbi. And in the meantime, my dear brother and sister in Islam, something happened to me today. I do not know why. I do not know why. I jump in the future. And all of a sudden, I'm thinking about, hopefully, inshallah, me and you, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduce you to your palace in Jannah. Imagine, I do not have to worry about taxes. I do not have to worry about all kind of paperwork. I do not have to worry about cutting the lawn or cutting the grass. I do not have to go for renovation. I do not have to worry about septic tank or sewer system. I do not have to worry about the water and water treatment. I do not have to worry if the ground has gas leakage or no. Subhanaka ya Rabbi. How poor human being. When we think about this dunya resident, which would never be resident, and we forget about how it looked like when Allah introduced you to own your own palace in Jannah. And your palace in Jannah, Allah know how big. But all I can tell you, the last person enter the Jannah. The last person. The last person, he will enter Jannah. Allah will ask him, do you want your palace in Jannah to be equal the whole earth and what it contain? He said, are you mocking me? Ya Allah, you're joking with me? Allah smiled. Are you going to be satisfied if I give you a palace in Jannah equal the whole earth 10 times? First time it was the size of the earth. Second time, 10 times. And the man keep asking Allah, Allah, are you mocking me? Are you joking with me? This is the last person enter Jannah. This is the last person enter Jannah after Allah bring him from hellfire. My dear brother and sister in Islam, I'm just talking to myself and share it with you. Is me thinking about the palace, the house, the backyard, the kitchen, living room, this and that, the bathroom. Imagine we're spending a lot of money decorating the bathroom. Bathroom. Look what we're doing in the bathroom and we decorate it. Subhanaka ya Rabbi. Poor human being. And when I was thinking about just entering your own palace in Jannah, how you should feel. And you know you will enter for infinity. And you know you're entering in the average 30 years old. No harming, no aging, no disease, no back pain. No bathroom, no sweat. The sweat of the mu'min in Jannah, it smells more than any perfume on earth. Subhanaka ya Rabbi. And we just left Ramadan. We left Gaza crisis. And Gaza will happen again and again and again. Corona, black fungus, white fungus, yellow fungus, people dying, and people still want to go for vacation. For me, I was just reflecting how it feel like if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept me and tell me, enter your palace. How it feel like? this moment, how it feel like? I saw in my life how it feel like when people building a new beautiful house, how it look like. And after that, they become miserable of the maintenance and going back and forth and the expense and the worry. And they keep renovating and adding and subtracting and decorating. What is that? Person is dead. I saw it many times in my life. We keep decorating like we are living forever. And we forget we're going to drop dead. Subhanaka ya Rabbi. Subhanaka ya Rabbi. Subhanaka ya Rabbi. My dear brother and sister in Islam, you want to live rich? Live for Allah. You want to live joy and happiness? Live for Akhirah. Live for the palace. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, come, hurry to my Jannah, the width of it between the earth and the sky. Don't even try to imagine the width. He didn't say the length. If you get a house with a piece of land, oh, look at my land. Look at my garden. And look to the garden you have in Jannah. You do not have to worry about drought. You do not have to worry about excessive rain. You do not have to worry about insect or worm or creature. All you have is unbelievable pleasure for infinity. Anything you wish, anything you desire, it will be for you. Poor human being, if we stuck about this dunya, and rich human being, if you are with Allah, for Allah, remember Allah. Rich human being, the one Allah promised him, the Jannah. No pain, no disease, no hardship, no agony, no envy, no jealousy. Ya Allah, and most of all, no death, no diseases. What do you think? Is me living for Akhirah or living for dunya? Go back. Make a rewind thought to your life. Where's the enjoyment? It's gone. Where's the beauty? It's gone. Where's the strength? It's gone. And very soon, where's life? Will be gone. Where's me? In the grave. And people will throw the dust, cover me up, and leave. And now I'm meeting my Lord. If I have some iman, alhamdulillah. If I did any good deed with ikhlas, alhamdulillah. If some of you love me for Allah and make dua for me, Allahu Akbar. We never know. Who will give shafa'ah to whom? We never know. We never know. My dear brother and sister in Islam, very soon we enter the season of Hajj. And you see now, last year, no Hajj, no Umrah, no Taraweeh, Masajid is closed. And this year, according to the latest, is 60,000 allowed to go to Hajj per the whole world. سبحانك يا ربي. This why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to us, hurry from shaitan. Hurry is from shaitan. Except of three. And this hadith has reported with many narration. One of them is tawbah. One of them to bury the dead. One of them to hajj. And one of them to gain good deed. Hurry. Meaning good deed, don't delay it. You feel like you want to do a good deed, do it. Do it. Because you never know if you have a chance or no. This moment I'm alive, tomorrow I'm dead. Today I'm alive, tomorrow I'm dead. This is a mu'min. The beauty and joy of the life of the mu'min. When he lives just to try to do good. Just try to serve. Just to try to be for Allah. Wallahi is a joy. Wallahi is a joy. Remember Allah is a joy. Thanking Allah is a joy. Living for sabilillah is a joy. Elevating the deen of Allah is a joy. Serving and supporting each other for Allah is a joy. Try to please Allah is a joy. Care for the ummah and each other is a joy. Where's me? I'm not here. I'm not here. Because the joy and pleasure Allah give you every time you do something for Him. Any action you do with ikhlas for sabilillah, you will have a beautiful joy and a beautiful pleasure beyond your imagination. And it lasts. It lasts in your heart. It lasts in your soul. It lasts in your life. And not only that, the moment you die, you start getting the rewarding and the real joy and the pleasure of what you've done for sabilillah in this life. Very soon, we're going to talk and remind ourselves of the beautiful journey of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Abu al-Anbiya, the father of all messengers and prophets. Why Allah give him this title? The man, he was the only Muslim in earth. The man, he embraced Islam and united himself to Allah, was full of devotion and loyalty to Allah above his family, above his father, above his own mankind. And he was willing to sacrifice himself for sabilillah. And later on, Allah allowed him to able to even sacrifice his own only son for Allah. What it meaning? A journey of sacrifice. And look at this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful gift. You know what is it? The joy of sacrifice for Allah. Think. What are you ready to sacrifice for? Sacrifice what? What I'm living for? What I want to achieve? Don't ever forget. We're not accountable too much of the future because the future in the hand of Allah. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what he tell us, you will be resurrected with your own niyyah. It's your niyyah. And the niyyah doesn't cost you anything. Aim high. Set niyyah. Aim to do whatever you can. beg Allah to accept you, to elevate His deen, alleviate the suffering of other, and be ready in your heart and your soul to do whatever it takes to do that. Wallahi is a pleasure. A pleasure, honor, happiness, security, assurance, tranquility, peace. All this why? Because I'm for Allah. Anything to do with Allah, this will happen. I promise you, get a house, get 2 houses, get 10 houses. Get all what called the crumbs of the dunya. Look right now, the owner of all the resort in the world, a lot of them even committing suicide. Because all this property worth of billion and billion of dollars, they losing money like crazy daily. And they cannot take it. And every time they try to open from COVID, Allah give them another trial. Allah challenging us. And we try to challenge Allah. You try to challenge Allah, go ahead. See what will happen. See what would happen. We are in it. We are in the end of time. Very soon we will die. We meet Allah. And we're lucky if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send us to our palace in Jannah. And may Allah save me and you from the people who will go to their own palaces in hellfire. Yes. Thank Allah for any part of Iman in your heart. Beg Allah to guard and save your Iman. And beg Allah to be among the Kareen, Musabbihin, Shakirin, Radina Murtadin, Mu'mineen, Mutawakkilin, Muqineen, Wathiqeen, Billahi Rabbil Alameen. Ameen Ya Rabbil Alameen. One question. Which one you think about it? The house in dunya or the house in akhirah? The palace in dunya or the palace of akhirah? Think which one is more beloved and attractive and your eye on it. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.